Chapter 3. At 20 minutes past midnight, Gabriel stood outside the oak door guarding the offices of Thurlow and Brown and studied the old lock. He'd seen no one while crossing the quiet courtyard. Light had shone from a few windows where clerks were presumably labouring through the night. The rooms directly below were occupied, but no one had heard him slip past on the stair. He felt in his pocket for the lockpick he'd brought, one capable of dealing with such a large lock. Simultaneously, without thought, he tested the door, turning the knob. The door eased open. Gabriel stared at the door, at the lock that had been unlocked, and tried to imagine the old clerk shutting up and going home without locking up. That scenario wasn't convincing. He could see no light through the crack between door and jamb. He eased the door further open. As earlier in the day, it opened noiselessly. The reception area and the room off it were in darkness. In the room at the end of the corridor, however, faint light gleamed. Shutting the door, Gabriel eased the bolt home. Leaning his cane beside the door, he paused, letting his eyes adjust to the denser gloom, noting again the position of the wooden gate and the railing of the reception area through which clients were admitted to the chambers beyond. That, too, opened noiselessly. His footfalls muffled by the runner, he made his way silently along the corridor and wondered if it was remotely possible that Mr. Brown, without an E, was working late. The occasionally pulsing light presumably came from a lamp turned very low. The lamp was also partially screened, the light thrown back into the room away from the windows, presumably towards Brown's desk. Pausing at the threshold, Gabriel listened and heard the steady flick of pages being turned. Then came the soft thump of a book being closed, then papers were shuffled. That was followed by a different sound. He eventually placed it as papers and books being placed into a tin box, and the box shut. Another box was opened. A second later came more flicking, steady, even, purposeful. It didn't sound like Mr. Brown. Beyond curious, Gabriel stepped over the threshold into the shadowed gap created by the half-open door and looked around its edge.